Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Big 12 Football Media Days is in the books. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. HeartlandCollegeSports.com is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. And day two was Deion Day. That's right. Deion Sanders stealing the headlines, as you would expect. Coach Prime, day two, owning the show, owning the stage, and he was clearly the headliner for the Big 12 Conference. This is going to be a very good relationship. And it's very obvious why, but I want to talk a little bit more about why after watching day two of Big 12 Media Days. By the way, if you're joining us, always appreciate you being here. First time, even if it's not your first time, hit that thumbs up. We don't ask you for anything. All our stuff is free. Just hit the thumbs up on the video. Subscribe if you haven't yet, if you're a Big 12 or a college football fan. And on top of that, if you're on the podcast, drop that 5-star rating and review. We appreciate you. And as always, we love our radio affiliates. So, Deion Sanders is going to be tremendous for the Big 12. We all knew that. This is not some earth-shattering, shocking statement to make. But you saw it on full display in Vegas on Wednesday. Now, we had a couple of guys there. As I noted, Matthew Postens and Joe Tillery were there. We've got a ton of video coverage on our social media pages, on X, on Facebook, on Instagram. We have great content on our forums as well, taking you a little bit behind the scenes. So it was a jam-packed couple of days. But when these guys were sending me photos throughout the day, you could see the swarm of media around Deion Sanders was unlike anybody else the entire week. Not a surprise. But even the guys told me, they're like, yeah, we knew it'd be crazier for Deion, but it was crazier for Deion. Like, way crazier for Deion Sanders. And that's what he brings to this conference. Colorado is great to have back in the Big 12. It brings back some old Big 12 North rivalries, you know, the old Big 12 North schools of KU and K-State and Iowa State. It's good to have kind of the band back together, so to speak. Of course, you miss Nebraska, but it is what it is. You miss Missouri, it is what it is. But having Colorado back is good, because in a college sports landscape where everything's getting blown up, to kind of have some normalcy, so to speak, for those of us who are, you know, and I say this as a guy in my mid-30s, but old school college football fans, you know, Colorado and the Big 12 makes sense. But then, when you add Deion Sanders to the mix, when you add the personality of Coach Prime, the biggest superstar in college football is Deion Sanders, is Coach Prime. And you've got that now in the Big 12. And you can tell that Deion likes being here. He likes the vision of Brett Yormark. He likes the direction for the conference, and that matters. I'm not saying the guy runs the conference, but you want him to be an advocate for this league. Do I think Deion Sanders is ever going to put the Big 12 before Deion, before Colorado? No. No, and you know what? He probably shouldn't. Do I think he's going to be the greatest advocate for the Big 12? No, but I think he can be beneficial in a massive way for this conference by way of eyeballs, by way of encouraging, you know, national media to actually see how this league plays, to promote the depth of this conference. I mean, Deion's going to have a microphone wherever he goes all season long. And I do hope that he uses some of that to encourage and promote this league as much as he does himself, his team, and his boys, his sons. If I could have like one wish in the Big 12, it would be that, for Deion Sanders to use his platform for the betterment of this conference. And you saw some of that on display on Wednesday in what he was asked and how he framed it and the great things he said about Brett Yormark in the Big 12. So that was case in point number one. Then you've also got Shedeur Sanders, who said basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but I might be off by a word or two here. Shedeur Sanders said that Colorado is going to be everybody's Super Bowl. I'm not sure that's true. I know the Big 12 doesn't have that blue blood with OU and Texas gone, but you tell me. You know, you're watching the show live right now on YouTube, on Facebook, on X. You tell me. Is Colorado your team's Super Bowl? I don't think it's going to be. For most Big 12 fans, I'd be surprised if most Big 12 fans were like, oh yeah, I mean, if there's one game I got to win, it's got to be against Colorado. It's got to be Deion Sanders. I don't think people really like hate Deion. I mean, I think they think he's a little pompous. I think people are wondering what kind of head coach he's going to be in the Big 12 at the Power 5 level. But I don't think people are like, man, you know, the old question, would you rather beat your rival and lose every other game or win every game and lose to your rival? Who's saying that about Colorado? Like, do you think UCF is like, man, Colorado's our Super Bowl on September 28th? You think K-State's saying that on October 12th when they go to Boulder? K-State's trying to win a Big 12 championship and get to a college football playoff. Arizona's not saying that. Cincinnati's not saying that. I don't think Tech's saying that. Utah, you know, they got BYU, one of the biggest rivalries in all of college athletics. Kansas not saying that. Oklahoma State, end of the season, might be a big game, but I think Oklahoma State is going to have bigger fish to fry at that point than, boy, we got to beat Colorado because it's Deion Sanders in Colorado. I don't see it that way, and I don't think most. You tell me if I'm wrong. If you're a fan of one of these teams playing Colorado, is that like the game you've got circled? It might be because you want to go to Boulder. I mean, Boulder's, you know, I haven't been to a game at Boulder, so I definitely want to see that. But I'm not sitting here saying to myself, oh, man, that's going to be the Super Bowl for every team. So I think Shedeur Sanders has it all wrong. And I'm not quite sure where that attitude is coming from, where that mentality is really coming from. I mean, it's good to have a little swagger. We know he's got it. Got to have a little confidence in what you're doing and what you're saying. But man, you won, what, four games last year? I mean, you can't be sitting here saying we're everybody's Super Bowl when you won four games last year. You can't do it. It doesn't make any sense. But they'll have the target on their backs possibly because they're going to talk a lot. And, you know, that may be good for the Big 12, especially if they win early. That may create some hype and enthusiasm around the league early, but I don't think it's going to work out well for them. So the other things that stood out to me watching day two of Big 12 Media Days was Dave Aranda seemed like a different dude, the Baylor head coach. Now, he's got the hottest seat in the Big 12. No doubt about it. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet. We appreciate you being here. Hit that thumbs up right below the video as well. But Dave Aranda was slow to adjust to an NIL transfer portal world. Dave Aranda was stuck in 2018. 6 years later, it's a different world. And you got the sense that he has realized that. And he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder about it. You know, one thing that's become a running joke in Big 12 media is that Dave Aranda always says he appreciates the question after you ask a question. At least that's what he's always done at Big 12 media days. I mean, very pleasant man, very nice man, but he just always says, you know, appreciate the question. He didn't say that at all. And he just, in a very Dave Aranda way, let it rip. He just went out there and he said, you know what? What are we doing well? We're paying players, he told our buddy Craig Smoke at Sikkim 365. Smoke followed up and said, is it really that simple? He said, yep, just that simple. We're paying dudes. We're doing what other teams have been doing for a while. We're paying them. Come on in. Here's your check. You don't have to like it, but if you're going to coach in this sport, guess what? This is how the game's going to be played. You got to pay the players. No ifs, ands, or buts. You really don't have a choice. You have to do it. You can complain about it, but you know what? Retire. Do what we saw happen on the basketball side. You saw a lot of guys step away. I think Nick Saban got tired in football of the NIL. What are you paying me? All that nonsense. He stepped away. He had multiple natties. He said, what do I have left to prove in this sport? I'm in my 70s. I'm going to go do some TV and make a ton of money and have an easier lifestyle. You saw in college basketball, Coach K, Jay Wright step away. You know, you saw them all do it. They didn't want to play the game. And that's fine if you don't want to play that game. But if you're going to keep coaching, this is now where the sport is at. You have no choice anymore. You have to. And that's what he's absolutely done. And you can get the sense that he feels kind of silly for being late to the game. But better late than never, man. So now, if you're Dave Aranda, and by the way, Baylor's always going to be well-funded. I mean, Baylor's going to be a program that has money. They've got the donor base. They've had it forever. They'll continue to have it, barring something unforeseen. So if you're Dave Aranda, you got a checkbook. Open the checkbook, man. You still got to build through recruiting. You just have to do it. But, man, you have to open yourself up to the transfer portal NIL world. And Dave Aranda made it very clear that Baylor is doing just that. Does it turn into, you know, tremendous victories? Do they become a surprise team in the Big 12 this year? That would surprise me if Baylor became a surprise team in the Big 12 this year. I'm just not seeing it. But listen, when you got a guy like Daquan Finn, and he comes in with a tremendous amount of hype at that position, and there's a lot of expectations for him, that could work out very well if he does light up this conference after coming in from Toledo. But there's still a lot of question marks around that team and a lot of depth at the top of the Big 12 that makes you wonder, what is Baylor's path in this conference? If Baylor has anything going for him that's positive, anything at all, it's that arguably their toughest game is a non-conference game. Utah, they play week two, but it's a non-conference game, because the game was previously scheduled, and it was before Utah was in the Big 12, and they left it on the schedule, but it's not technically a Big 12 game. That's a benefit for Baylor. And then you look at their Big 12 schedule, they open up with Colorado and BYU. If Baylor's going to make a little noise, you got to win those first two. And then you roll into Iowa State, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, TCU, West Virginia. You kind of have those five games in a row against the old Big 12 teams, and that's where you're going to be tested. I mean, Baylor's schedule is interesting because they only play one of the new four teams from this year and two of the new four teams from last year. They have Colorado this year and then BYU and Houston, two of the new teams last year. But outside of that, it's a very similar schedule to what Baylor football fans have seen for the last several years with most of the traditional Big 12 teams in there. But they've got to get off to a hot start if Dave Aranda is going to turn this thing around, because if not, his seat is going to be really burning up by the end of September. I would say by the end of September, you know, they've got five games before the end of September. Tarleton State, Utah, Air Force, Colorado, BYU. If they're not, I mean, at the worst, they got to be 3-2. At best, you'd like them to be 4-1 if you're a Baylor fan with the loss to Utah. But remember, They gave the Utes a little bit of a run for their money last year, and then the whole thing fell apart. So that's what's going to make this very interesting as we roll through the early part of the Big 12 football season. Now, some of the teams that are feeling good about themselves on day two of Big 12 Media Days, UCF, you know, Gus Malzahn raving about his new quarterback, KJ Jefferson, who really fits the mold of a Gus Malzahn offense more than Plumlee did last year. So this is a natural fit. I don't want to say the name Cam Newton because that's not fair. Comparing anybody to Cam Newton is just an unfair comparison to make from his time at Auburn and what Gus had there with that.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save big money on pressure-treated lumber for your outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. All easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory and build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
But if you're going to try to mold a guy into a style of Cam Newton, that's what you've got with KJ Jefferson, which is a perfect fit for Gus Malzahn and the offense that he wants to run. So, you know, you look at some of the changes that he's made on the coaching staff. He's got, I would say, I mean, I didn't obviously follow him pre-Big 12 days, but he's got an incredibly talented roster. It's got to be his most talented roster he's had at UCF. And this team, I've said it all offseason long, they're a couple of plays away from getting to the 8-win mark. And we're looking at this UCF team very differently this season into 2024 if they're 8-4 last year. We're talking a lot more about UCF than I think we are right now, and we should be talking a lot about UCF. Question is, how does Gus lead the way on the field? It's never been a recruiting issue with this guy. Never has been. Hasn't. Now for KU, you look at this team and you say, okay, Jalen Daniels, it's all about his help. It's health, excuse me. I was reading some of your comments here on YouTube and someone asked about help for one of their teams. It's all about Jalen Daniels' health. And I saw a headline too that Jalen Daniels said that he was very upset that there were rumors of him leaving KU, and the reports that he was actually not injured when he was out last year, those rumors and reports were detrimental to his mental health. Well, that thing could have been put to bed pretty easy, and it never was, in fairness. So, you know, if that was false, I feel bad for everybody involved, but then it wasn't handled well by KU either. So I'm not going to shed too many tears on that front, but I get it. I understand it. But Lance Leipold said that Jaden Daniels expects to be ready this season, so good on him for that. He said he's doing everything right. He's working with team doctors and trainers to making sure he's in the best shape possible. But here's the problem. You're one hit away from this guy being back on the sidelines. That's the deal. I mean, you're a play away from that with Jalen Daniels. And Jason Bean's not there this time. As a veteran guy with incredible speed and a solid arm to bail you out. So can KU get to a Big 12 championship? I've thought so, yeah. But there is not a lot of wiggle room, and you're very reliant on a brittle quarterback who's not the biggest dude, not the strongest dude. He's just not. So that's a tough spot to be because there's talent around him, but you can't feel good going into the season if you're a KU fan saying, yeah, this could be a great year, but it all relies on the health of Jalen Daniels. That's a very difficult spot to put this program in this year with the expectations where they're at. And Lance Leipold seems to know that, but the fact that they're already talking so much about Jalen's health tells me he's probably going to have a lower back injury, you know, week two, and then they're going to find themselves in the same spot with a good team, but a quarterback situation that's all over the map. So that's going to be difficult for them. Now, all that being said, speaking of teams who think they can compete for a Big 12 title, Neil Brown has got us, and I say us, the media, right where he wants us. Not talking a lot about his team. Now, I had Neil Brown on this show on Heartland College Sports a few weeks ago. And this was before the preseason polls came out. Neil Brown knows his schedule is brutal. He's got 11 Power Fives. He's got, I think, one of the toughest schedules in America. But he also knows he's got a really damn good team that he's returning, and he feels very confident in it. And if you missed that conversation, it's on the YouTube page. It's on the podcast. That's why you got to be subscribed. So he said he is fine being an underdog again. And I think that's where West Virginia should want to be. West Virginia is an underdog team. West Virginia is the kind of team that wants to be and should feel like it is going to be in an underdog position. That's what it's all about for a team like the Mountaineers. That's their brand. That's their style. That's one of those deals where Neil Brown, West Virginia football, let's be the underdog, man. Let's do it. Let's be the team that nobody thinks is going to get to the mountaintop, and then we ultimately do. That's what it's all about. And that's what he's done so incredibly well. And if he's going to build that chip on the shoulder for his guys, more power to him. I love it. I think it's good for him, and I think it's one of those deals that's going to work out well for the Mountaineers. I believe they're going to be in the race in November. Their opening stretch is just brutal. I mean, they have as tough an opening stretch as you're going to have when you look at West Virginia. Opening up with Penn State, you got Pitt 2 weeks later, and then your Big 12 slate to open up is Kansas, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Kansas State, Arizona. I mean, right out of the gates, that's five brutal games through October 26th, and then you get your bye week, your mini bye week, I guess you would call it after that. Their first bye week, the full bye week, comes at the end of September. But gosh dang. I mean, if they can get through it with a couple of losses, they will be in the mix. But it's not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination for West Virginia. But the fact that Neil Brown is embracing this role as underdog, as being overlooked, despite returning a ton of production from a 9-win team, I think that's better for Neil Brown. I think it's better for West Virginia. I mean, this team may have the best 1-2 punch at running back in the entire conference in Donaldson and White. And I don't think they're getting enough love. I don't. I think they're being overlooked, and I think that's probably the best-case scenario for them. Now, the other teams who were there at Media Days on day two, you had I'm looking at my list here. BYU, of course, Kalani Sitake, soft-spoken, not a knock, but, you know, he's not going to be that light-you-up, energetic kind of guy. And, you know, they're in the process of trying to turn that program around. Willie Fritz is a program biller. He talked about that. And that's why, you know, I said it, I guess it was earlier in the week on the YouTube show. I said, Willie Fritz feels like he could be the Lance Leipold hire for Houston. The guy who's, you know, older in the sense that he's in his mid-60s and he hasn't had a job at this level, but he's won everywhere he's been. He builds programs. He builds culture. Two things that Dana Holgorsen never did for the most part. He didn't do it at Houston. He thought he could just recruit better talent because he was Dana Holgorsen and he was Houston. And that kind of worked in the AAC. In the Big 12, he got his butt smoked. And at West Virginia, all he did was complain about how he couldn't get the best players and there was no talent in the state. And, you know, oh, he's going to come here. It was such an Eeyore loser mentality he had. Now, he had a couple of good years there with Will Grier and those guys, but that was kind of it. And then he jumped ship when he knew the cupboard was going to be bare, and he left Neil Brown to have to rebuild that thing from the ground up. But now you got a guy who actually builds programs. And I could very much see Willie Fritz with a relatively quick turnaround, given the resources, given the recruiting location. I could see it being a relatively quick turnaround to being, at the very least, competitive in the Big 12. I'm not predicting that this year, but I'm saying it's going to be one of those things where it would not shock me at all because he's won everywhere he's been, and he's a damn good football coach. And I'm excited to see what that can lead to and what that ends up, you know, doing for the Houston Cougars, who this year I think is going to finish near the bottom of the Big 12, but they will be in the conversation in this league in the not-too-distant future. Okay? That's the deal. Let me dive into some of your questions here on the show. James asking, when are you getting the rest of the Big 12 on your wall? Well, by August 2nd, that's when they officially join the conference. That's when they get on the conference, so it will be here by August 2nd. What else? Pete, can I get you a better Oklahoma State sign? That's from Dave. I can't fit everybody up here, Dave, with the biggest sign. I'd love to. I don't know. I might have to do something different because the signs, you know, it's kind of like when you buy a toy for one of your kids. You go out with one of your kids. You give them a toy, right? You know, they act good at the grocery store. You buy them a little tchotchke toy. I'm trying to appease everybody here, but then you go home and then the other kids are complaining they didn't get a toy. So I'm trying to make everyone happy here. I'm trying to get everybody on the wall. I get it. The Oklahoma State sign is not the best, but I'm working on it. We're working together on this, okay? So please, what I should do, though, is probably say whoever wins the Big 12 will get the best sign, maybe like over my shoulder or something like that. But there's only so much room, you know? I'm trying to make this thing work for you. I really do. I really want to make it work. And we'll do our best to make that happen here. But yeah, everyone's coming in soon. Don't worry. We'll have all the teams. All right. Can I just answer this ridiculous question? Eric saying, Pete, how many times have you had 2, 3, maybe 4 beers and drove? I'm just a man who is 40 and wondering. That is in reference to Ollie Gordon. And of course, I criticized Mike Gundy for his comments on Tuesday about Ollie Gordon. I will answer this very simply. And I said this much on my show. Have I had a glass or two of wine at dinner with my wife and driven home from a restaurant? I have. I have. Have I had 2 or 3 beers? Driven home from a local bar? Yes, I have. Ollie Gordon had half a bottle of vodka empty in his vehicle. He blew a .1 when he got to jail. How much time had surpassed from when he was in the vehicle? We don't know, but it wasn't 5 minutes which means his blood alcohol level probably came down a bit from where it was, from, you know, to a 0.1, which is what he actually blew. On top of that, I've not driven 82 miles an hour weaving through traffic on an interstate after a glass of wine or a beer or two. And last but not least, I certainly wasn't doing that under the age of 21, which Jolly Gordon technically is. Stop defending stupid because it's your team. It's okay to admit it. Mike Gundy said something dumb. He's still a great football coach. I'm not saying anything should happen to him. He just said something stupid. Trust me, I talk for a living. I say stupid things all the time. I know how it goes. It's okay. Just admit it when you said something stupid. Don't do the Mike Gundy thing of I was talking about bad decisions. It's like, bro, you are breaking down blood alcohol levels and the state of Oklahoma's laws for drinking and driving. You weren't talking about generally bad decisions. You were talking about drinking and driving. So don't say something stupid and then cover it up by insulting my intelligence. And that's what Mike Gundy did. I still love the guy as a football coach. I still, you know, have a soft spot for Oklahoma State, having worked in Oklahoma, in Woodward. That's where my radio career began. So it's not going to change anything. It's just like, really? You had to be that stupid for that 40-second clip, and now it's like facepalm emoji. But yeah, Mike Gundy is still a man, but he's no longer 40. He's not. At all. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys for being here. Hit the thumbs up. We appreciate you. Share the video with a couple of friends. What do you say? All right, now's the time to ramp this thing up going into Big 12 and college football season. All our stuff is free. All we ask you to do is share it, like it, subscribe to the channels, podcasts, YouTube. Thank you so much for doing that. And check out the Big 12 forums as well. I'm already talking with some fans on our forums about what games I might try to get to this year. All right. I've got a 5, a 3-year-old, and a 3-month-old. So it's not going to be a lot because, you know, I like my family and my marriage. But I will try to get to one or two because I want to see you guys. I want to have a good time. And we got to get out to these games. Have a great day. Go Big 12. Subscribe to the channel and the show. And we'll talk to you soon. See you later.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.